Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. And fitness. 5 days a week.
Well, everybody has a busy schedule, and I know that it's hard to eat healthy when you have such a busy schedule. As a parent, you're running around, you're working one or two jobs, you're trying to make a healthy lunch for your kids and even breakfasts. So I want to give you some tips on eating healthy on such a busy schedule. So first best tip is advance planning. I swear to God, it is the only way that I'm able to feed my children healthy every single morning and make them healthy lunches. The night before, I set out the little blender that I'm using to make their smoothies. I get the frozen fruit. It's in little baggies. As fruit gets soft in your house and the kids won't eat it because the strawberries get a little soft or the blueberries or grapes get a little soft, shove them into a baggie and stick them in the freezer. And then they make wonderful frozen fruit smoothies. Drop a yogurt into that little blender. Throw that frozen fruit in. Always add a half a banana because the kids need that for a good day. A nice frozen half a banana. So buy some bananas, wait till they get a little brown, and then stick them in the freezer in a baggie. So there, your smoothie is made in like 2 minutes. Add in some almond milk, you're good to go. Keep the fruit cut up and ready to give them a bowl of fruit. Have your eggs and all of those things where you can grab them quickly to make a really nice healthy breakfast. If you want to saute some vegetables to put in their scrambled eggs in the morning to add a little bit, then get that cilantro and tomatoes and red peppers all cut up the night before so you could just throw them in the frying pan, saute them up in a little ghee in about 10 seconds, throw your egg in, scramble it up. It's absolutely delicious. The same for the lunches. If you want to give your kids a healthy lunch packed, make sure you pack them up the night before. Get the carrots and red peppers packed in the little baggies, the granola bars or protein bars, whatever you want to give them. If you're giving them some kind of chip or something like that, have those already packed and in baggies and then make their sandwich fresh in the morning and then you're good to go. Or salad or whatever it is that they're willing to have for lunches. And it's a fantastic way, but double check that you've put the fork in there, that you've added some mince because kids don't like to eat peanut butter and jelly without having mints to eat afterwards. So just make sure that you do the advance planning. The same goes for dinner, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow because there's a lot of great tips that I can give you that can help you to eat healthier on that very busy schedule that you're on. So we're all there. We're all in this together. So let's learn together. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.